Good afternoon, Greg. How are you doing? I think hope you're doing good. I didn't understand your email saying that. I know you didn't help me, but you have to understand me too. I'm stuck on the truck stop. Yesterday when I text you, you said it's only 3 hours to wait. I think today or the day is always almost gone. I don't never hear from you. That's from you. That's why I'm texting you too. To see what's going on. And now you're going to act like that you're nervous about some stuff. No, there's no way it already happened, you know. When I received the text message from your guy, and first of all, I didn't know this number. That's one. When I received the message from them, and after that, they say in 90 days, I think we have time. You know, this thing happened for one time. I will never let it happen again. If I know it was coming like that, I will figure out what to do before the same thing happened again. You know, this happened before. I will never let it happen again. And when I received the message, I said to renew the code. I got the code. Yeah, I said, that's fine. But when I told, after I did the same day or the next day, the email coming to me to say the renewal is coming in 90 days. 90 days, I think I still have 3 months taking care about that. That's why. Otherwise, I would take care about that. And this number, I really don't know the number. That's why I didn't take it, the one they're trying to call me. I know you already want all test me or call me. So I register everything from you. And so many people call me saying the same name. Yeah. So the reason why I'm asking you because I'm stuck on the truck stuff, now I want to find a way to go home to wait on you.